And welcome back to the locker room. We've got Steve Stella Jackson on the phone there. Morning to you, Steve.
Morning, guys. How you going?
No, we should call you Stella. It sounds so wrong to say Steve. Yeah.
No one knows me as Steve. I only get called Steve when I'm in trouble.
Oh, okay. Yeah, from your mum or something, yeah. So you had an involvement in the Impaja Cup. We're going to talk about that. Was the Victorians had a win? Now let's start with your role, because I saw your smiling face there in the team photo.
Team manager, mate.
Right.
The last 7 years.
Yep.
And they're too old to play. I missed out on playing, so I just help run things and keep everyone on time, because I'm good at that myself. Yeah.
Nice. And there are a couple of local boys playing with her. I mean, your two boys were playing, I noticed, in the squad.
Yep.
And,
yeah, Patrick and Connor.
Yeah, Patrick and Connor. And I'm pretty sure I saw Tommy Collette's face in the photo as well. Now, he's an ex-Boneo boy playing at Monash at the moment.
Yeah, Tom. Yeah, he's played the last 2 years. Been a handy pickup for us.
And the other boys, where are they from? Scattered all around the state, or?
Yeah, we've got one from Benalla, Wade King, who's a Benalla boy. He's only 18. He's played up with Northcote, so I think he's gone back to Benalla. And the majority of the guys are Metropolitan. Ben Abitangelo, I think he's still at Northcote, Ben. They're mainly district players or ex-district players. It's probably only Patrick, Connor that haven't really played much turf cricket as far as Premier League goes.
Now, in the end, you obviously had a good week and ended up in the grand final. So we'll talk about the final in a sec, but who were some of the players who did well for you in the lead-up to actually make it into the final?
So I think back to even the first game, but we played our 50 over games at a ground called Albrecht, which was a really slow pitch and slow outfield. Daniel Mock made some runs in the first game. Tommy Collette, Nick Boland, and guy Rowan Best, who's played at Kingston Hawks previously, got a few wickets in the first game. Rowan's a bit of a left arm orthodox bowler. The second game, come against WA, just lost. Some of the boys, we didn't do too bad there. Clay McCartney, who ended up making 100 in the granny, he batted quite well that day, Nathan Gardner. So it's been spread around. Third game against New South Wales, we won the last over, the last ball. I think Rowan and Tom did a good job. Another guy, Ash Sweet, who had previous experience at Carlton, bowled really well that day as well, and he got us over the line at the end with Nathan Gardner again. And then we played the 2020s. Ben Abitangelo played really well in them. As far as the bowlers go, it was probably Nick and Tom Collette bowled quite well in the 2020s, and Rowan with his slow left armers. So it was mainly those guys throughout the week.
And then in the final, I think, was it Clayton McCartney who peeled off a century for you?
Yeah, he got a century. We were 4 for 30. And then Clayton got a 50-run partnership with Nathan Gardner that got us to about 5 for 80. But we still thought, well, we might get 160, 170 and hopefully defend it. But then he got another 50 or 60. No, he got 70 partnership with Nick Boland. Got us about 160, and then he got another partnership. It was with, might have been Wade King or Ash Sweet, got another partnership with them. So it got us up to about 200, and then Wade and the other guys got us about 30 at the end of the game, which got us to 228, which we were pretty happy with after we were in a bit of trouble early on.
Yeah, absolutely. What can you tell us about Clayton McCartney? Where's he come from?
He's a Dandenong boy. I don't think he's played any Premier cricket. He's mainly a footballer.
Okay.
Who's good at cricket. And he's been coming up probably the last 5 years. Keeper, good fielder, can pretty much do everything. Good fielder. Loves to sweep as far as batting goes, and he's pretty unorthodox. He'll take a ball from outside off stump and, you know, put it through mid-wicket or square leg. So he's a fairly talented sportsman. Was on Richmond's list 2 years ago, and now he's playing footy at Doveton, plays in the DDCA with cricket. He's only about 22. He was probably playing up there when he was 16, so he's just a talented athlete.
So the Impaja Cup doesn't get a great deal of publicity, which is a bit of a bit of a shame, I reckon. But what can we do to promote it a bit more? Do you think that it was really hard to track down results during the week?
It's fairly. I think most of the results, like, it's fairly big with Northern Territory Cricket because they run it all, and, you know, based in Alice Springs, but fairly big within Alice Springs. You still don't get a lot of locals going to it. So it's more, you know, we had the grand final there when we had the final. It was pretty much our girls' team and parents and support staff who were there with us, and then New South Wales were pretty much the same. So each state has a girls' team up there as well. You don't get too much support as far as, you know, publicity goes. We get a bit through Cricket Victoria, but nothing comes on the news or anything like that. So they're trying to move it into high performance, so that it'll probably end up, say, being played in a major centre like Brisbane, Melbourne, eventually, and then it'll get a bit more publicity then, I'd say.
Yeah. And, Stella, it's Greg here. Am I right in thinking that so many more Indigenous sportsmen are represented on the football field rather than on the cricket field? And if so, you know, what's the reason for that, do you think?
I think, that's true with football. I don't think it's been, like, even though we went to the Boxing Day test, and that was I'm pretty sure it was the 150th anniversary of the first test between an Indigenous team and an MCC team in the 1800s. So it was, you know, Indigenous people have been playing cricket for a fair while, but I think the attraction of AFL is greater than cricket, and we really haven't had the role models either in cricket, I suppose. You think about guys, there are guys like, you've got Dan Christian, Jason Gillespie, Scotty Boland now. These guys have found out, you know, they've got, they go back through their family trees, you've got heritage in the background, whereas with the footy, they've pretty much got into it and it's well known. So I think it'll take off a bit more if you think about guys like Darcy Short, who played in the BBL this year. So there are guys out there, it's just a little bit behind the AFL. I think it'll take off a bit.
I think you'll probably find, Neil, dare I say, but NITV, I think it is. It's a
NITV,
channel.
NITV, yeah.
It's a channel through Foxtel, and yeah. I know the footy. They do show a little bit of footy from up there. You might find that the Impaja Cup might
get on.
They might show some sort of a package, maybe a couple of weeks down the track.
One of the SBS channels occasionally picks up some of that stuff, so we'll have to keep pursuing that one. Stella,
yeah, there's not a lot as far as, sponsorship and things like that. Because it's through Cricket Australia, we still get a lot of backing from Commonwealth Bank and things like that. But while it's in Alice Springs, because it originated in Alice Springs with two guys from Tennant Creek and Alice Springs deciding to have a cricket match about 25 years ago, and then it's just grown from there. So it'll probably move to a major centre, which is sort of a shame. From where it began, but if we want to get more exposure, then we've got to move to a major centre.
All right, Stella, it's been great chatting with you, and well done to the team. Obviously, well managed, as you said, everyone got there on time, I'm sure you learned that from your wife, no doubt. But
are you a better time manager than Robbie, Stella?
Than who?
Robbie. Are you a better time manager than your brother?
Yes.
Yeah. Imagine if he was team manager, turning up late. Guys would be getting timed out in the batting.
Cyber Fosters for every player.
They'd be out the back having a cigarette with Robert and getting in trouble.
Yeah. He's a good man, Stella, as you are too. So,
yeah. Stella, great chatting with you, mate. We better let you go, but appreciate your time and congratulations to the team.
No worries. Thanks a lot, guys.
Cheers, Stella Jackson.